Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of Huntington Bank shares, ticker symbol HBN. If you're looking to understand this regional banking powerhouse and whether it's a buy, hold, or sell for your portfolio, you've come to the right place. We'll cover everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, and even a SWOT analysis to give you the full picture. So grab a coffee, hit that like button if you're excited, and let's get started. All right, before we jump into the nitty-gritty, let's set the stage. Huntington Bank shares is a name you might not hear as often as the big Wall Street banks, but it's a significant player in the regional banking space. Headquartered in Columbus, Ohio, this company has been making waves with strategic acquisitions and a focus on expanding its footprint. Today, we're going to unpack their business model, financial health, and what the future might hold for investors. Stick with me as we break it all down. Let's start with the basics about Huntington Bank shares. Founded in 1866, Huntington operates as the holding company for the Huntington National Bank, offering a wide range of services including commercial banking, consumer banking, and mortgage banking. They've got a strong presence in the Midwest and more recently have expanded into the Sun Belt through acquisitions. As of the latest data, they operate around 1,000 branches across 11 states with over 20,000 employees. Their CEO, Stephen D. Stanor, has been steering the ship for over a decade, focusing on growth and customer-centric services. With a market cap of about $28.4 billion and a current stock price of 18.02 cents, they're a mid-sized player in the financial services sector, specifically in the regional banks industry. So that's the snapshot. Now let's dig in to how they make their money. Moving on to revenue analysis, Huntington Bank shares has shown impressive growth over the years, largely driven by their core banking operations and strategic expansions. For fiscal year 2024, their total revenue clocked in at $11.96 billion, a significant jump from $10.78 billion in 2023 and a massive leap from $7.95 billion in 2022. This growth trajectory is a testament to their ability to scale, especially post-acquisitions. Breaking it down by product segments for 2024, service charges brought in $227 million, insurance revenue contributed $77 million, leasing revenue added $30 million, and other revenue streams chipped in $10 million. While these non-interest income sources are important, the bulk of their revenue still comes from interest income on loans and investments, which isn't broken out in this segment data, but is evident from their financials. Geographically, their focus remains regional, with a strong Midwest base, though recent acquisitions have boosted their Sun Belt exposure, a key growth area. This diversification is crucial as it reduces reliance on any single market. Overall, their revenue growth looks solid, but we'll need to see if profitability keeps pace. Now let's talk earnings. For 2024, Huntington reported a net income of $1.94 billion, slightly down from $1.95 billion in 2023, but still a strong performance compared to $2.24 billion in 2022. Their earnings per share, EPS, for 2024 came in at $1.24, a small dip from $1.26 in 2023, reflecting some margin pressures or higher costs, possibly from integration of recent acquisitions. Looking at the trend over the past few years, EPS has fluctuated, peaking at $1.47 in 2022, but overall, it shows a company that's managing to grow earnings amidst economic headwinds like rising interest rates and inflation. The key takeaway here? Huntington is maintaining profitability, but the slight decline in net income signals we need to watch their cost structure and loan performance closely, especially in a higher rate environment. Unfortunately, I don't have a detailed earnings call transcript summary for the most recent quarter to share with you. However, based on recent news and presentations, such as their appearance at the Goldman Sachs 2025 U.S. Financial Services Conference, management seems optimistic about their growth trajectory. They've highlighted the benefits of their acquisitions, like Veritex and Cadence, which are expected to drive loan and deposit growth into 2026. Additionally, their conservative guidance suggests they're preparing for potential economic slowdowns while still projecting to beat consensus estimates for for Q1 2026. I'll keep an eye out for the upcoming Q4 2025 earnings call details, as announced recently, to bring you more insights. For now, the narrative from management appears to be one of cautious optimism. All right, let's dive into the financial statements for a closer look at Huntington's health. Starting with the income statement, their revenue growth, as I mentioned, has been strong, up to $11.96 billion in 2024 from $10.78 billion in 2023. Gross profit for 2024 was $6.97 billion, and operating income stood at $2.40 billion, showing they're managing to keep a decent chunk of revenue as profit despite rising costs. Net profit margin for the trailing 12 months, TTM, is a healthy 18.06%, though it's not the highest in the industry. Switching to the balance sheet, total assets as of 2024 are a whopping $204.23 billion, up from $189.37 billion in 2023, reflecting growth from acquisitions and organic expansion. Cash and cash equivalents are solid at $13.33 billion, providing a good liquidity buffer. However, total liabilities are high at $184.45 billion, leading to a debt-to-equity ratio of 0.79, which is reasonable for a bank but still worth monitoring. Shareholders' equity stands at $19.74 billion, showing a decent capital base. On the cash flow front, net cash from operating activities in 2024 was $1.82 billion from $2.6 billion in 2023, indicating some pressure on operational cash generation. Free cash flow, however, remains positive at $1.67 billion, and they've paid out $1.5 billion in dividends, supporting a dividend yield of 3.44%. Pretty attractive for income investors. Overall, their financials paint a picture of a stable bank with growth potential, but the high liability load and slight dip in operating cash flow are areas to keep an eye on. Now let's talk valuation. Is Huntington Bank shares overvalued, undervalued, or just right? Their current price-to-earnings P/E ratio for the trailing 12 months is 11.83, which is below the regional banking industry average of 17.38. This suggests HVN might be undervalued compared to peers. The price-to-sales S ratio is 2.31, which is reasonable for the sector. Looking at forward P/E ratios, analysts project a forward P/E of 12.64 for 2025, dropping to 11.36 for 2026, indicating expected earnings growth. The enterprise value for the TTM period is $44.25 billion, which when paired with an EBITDA of $3.3 billion from 2024, gives an EV/EBITDA multiple of about 14.6. Again, not overly expensive for a bank of this size. Dividend yield, as I mentioned, is 3.44%, supported by a last dividend of 62 cents per share. Compared to the sector's performance, with financial services up 18.54% over the past year, HBAN's 7.01% one-year return lags a bit, but the valuation metrics suggest there could be upside if they execute on growth plans. Let's see what the intrinsic value analysis tells us later. Let's break down Huntington Bank shares through a SWOT analysis to understand their strategic position. Starting with strengths, HBAN has shown robust financial performance with consistent revenue growth, reaching $11.96 billion in 2024. Their strategic acquisitions, like Veritex and Cadence, have expanded their footprint into high-growth Sunbelt markets, diversifying revenue streams. They also boast a strong capital base with $19.74 billion in equity and a decent dividend yield of 3.44%, appealing to income investors. On the weaknesses side, their slight dip in net income from 2023 to 2024, $1.95 billion to $1.94 billion, signals potential margin pressures or integration costs from acquisitions. Their debt-to-equity ratio of 0.79, while manageable, indicates a leveraged balance sheet that could be risky if economic conditions worsen. For opportunities, the Sunbelt expansion offers significant growth potential, as these regions see population and economic growth. Additionally, declining prime rates, as announced recently, down to 6.75% in December 2025, could stimulate loan demand. Their focus on digital banking and customer-centric services also positions them well to capture younger demographics. Threats include rising interest rates, which, despite recent cuts, could still impact loan affordability and increase default risks. regulatory changes in the financial sector could impose higher compliance costs, especially given their regional focus. Lastly, competition from larger national banks and fintechs remains a constant challenge. Overall, HBAN is well positioned, but they need to navigate economic and competitive headwinds carefully. Let's take a look at Huntington's recent stock performance. Over the past week, HBAN is down 2.33%, a minor pullback, but over the past month, it's up 2.21%, showing some short-term resilience. Zooming out, the stock has gained 17.24% over the past 3 months and 8.29% over 6 months, reflecting a positive trend. Over the past year, it's up 7.01%, which lags behind the broader financial services sector's 18.54% gain, but still indicates steady growth. Over 5 years, HBAN has returned 21.10%, underperforming the sector's 57.84% gain, suggesting they've struggled to keep pace with peers long-term. Looking at the chart, the stock is trading at 18.2 cents, near its recent highs, with solid support around the $16 level. For short-term moves, if momentum continues, we could see a push toward $19 to $20, but a broader market downturn could test that $16 support. Keep an eye on volume and broader rate expectations, as they heavily influence bank stocks like HBAN. Now, let's dive into the intrinsic value analysis to see if HBAN is a bargain or overpriced. I've been working on a discounted cash flow DCF model to estimate the stock's fair value. Using their historical free cash flow, which was $1.67 billion in 2024, and projecting a conservative growth rate of 3-5% annually based on their revenue trends and industry outlook, we can estimate future cash flows. I'm also factoring in a discount rate of around 8%, reflecting the risk-free rate plus a risk premium for the banking sector. We'll adjust for their debt levels and current cash reserves to arrive at an equity value. I'm still finalizing the numbers, but let's see what the results suggest. All right, after running the numbers, the intrinsic value for HBAN comes out to approximately $21.50 per share. Compared to the current price of $18.02, this suggests the stock might be undervalued by about 16%. This aligns with the low PE ratio of 11.83 compared to the industry average. However, keep in mind that DCF models are sensitive to assumptions. If growth slows or interest rates spike, this value could drop. Still, based on current data, there appears to be some upside potential for long-term investors, especially with that attractive dividend yield. So, what's the final verdict on Huntington Bank shares? HBAN is a solid regional bank with strong revenue growth, a decent dividend, and a valuation that suggests it might be undervalued. Their strategic acquisitions and Sunbelt expansion are promising for future growth, but risks like margin pressures, high debt levels, and economic uncertainty can't be ignored. For long-term investors, especially those seeking income, HBAN could be a worthy addition at current prices, with an intrinsic value suggesting upside. However, if you're more risk-averse, you might want to wait for clarity on interest rates and their Q1 2026 earnings. What do you think? Are you bullish or bearish on HBAN? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.